Module 7, Building a Knowledge Management Rationale. All projects must have a reason for its existence. Implementing a knowledge management program is no different. A good rationale for implementing knowledge management will help influence those that control budgets to see the value of sinking funds into your project. This module will help you develop a solid rationale for implementing knowledge management in your organization by building a business case, sharing success stories, and making the knowledge in your organization valuable by making it a commodity. Why rationale is necessary? Simply saying the organization needs knowledge management is not going to get you the support you need to implement this project. You need a rationale or reason for implementing knowledge management. Another mistake you want to avoid is focusing only on the return on investment for implementing knowledge management. There are more interesting reasons to implement knowledge management, and you will need to point that out. Below are some reasons to implement knowledge management. However, you will have to evaluate each to determine if this will be seen as a viable reason to implement. Creating a culture that shares knowledge. Using knowledge management to enhance your customer's experience. Creating a learning environment. Improve company performance. Help to resolve an identified gap in the business. These are just a few reasons. The idea is to take the attention off knowledge management and placing on a business need or driver. This will get the attention of top management and maybe open the door to a project sponsor from that level, which is a good thing. Developing your rationale may be the most important part of your proposal. Take the time to research and determine what your company values. Building a business case. Building a business case goes beyond the rationale we discussed earlier. A business case outlines the business reasons that justify implementing knowledge management. The business case outlines the benefits of implementing the program and the potential consequences of not using knowledge management. This does not have to be complicated. In fact, we have three basic steps you can use to make your business case. Make knowledge an asset to the organization. There is a cost to knowledge. If you are able to point out that fact to the organization, they may realize that they may be losing knowledge. Here are some areas to discuss in your business case. Market value. Place a value on certain knowledge assets like databases, networks, teams of experts. Provide some benchmarking numbers to demonstrate the value. Cost. Put a cost figure on how much it takes to train a new employee or what it took to develop a current asset like your organization's intranet. Replacement. Do a what-if scenario of lost knowledge and the cost to replace it. Liability. Show potential liability due to regulation or contract violation because of poorly managed knowledge. Make knowledge management a benefit to the bottom line. Discuss how knowledge management can increase productivity, time to market for new products, and customer service. Here are specific areas you can emphasize. Knowledge. Having information at the employee's fingertips gives them access to expert information, allowing them to take action quicker. Intermediate. Discuss reduction in duplicative efforts and faster new hire adaptation. Organizational. Show the cost reduction, increased productivity, and potential in innovations. Customer and stakeholders. Discuss product improvements, better quality service, and increased value. Demonstrate knowledge management as a cost-effective tool. This is best for organizations that are cost-conscious. Your focus here is on saving money through knowledge management by sharing best practices and focusing activities that bring in the most revenue. Finding success stories. Incorporating success stories into your knowledge management case will help to demonstrate the value through an objective source. You will have to perform some research and find credible sources that demonstrate success when implementing knowledge management. Avoid presenting your entire research work. Instead, provide an executive summary with bullet points. Here are some areas where you can find research on knowledge management successes. Research the web for white papers or reports. Obtain an industry journal or magazine. Go to the library and read books on knowledge management. Here are two companies that have successful knowledge management programs you may want to research. Hewlett-Packard, British Petroleum, BP. The commoditization customization model. Knowledge management is not a one-size-fits-all program. Your organization does not want to be pitched a bland and generic knowledge management program. If you want commitment to this program, you will have to customize the program. A vision of what this program will look like once it is implemented will get you more support for this project. Presenting a generic program will be subject to criticism and may be rejected. Here is an easy way to begin customizing your project. Determine what your area of concentration is. You can consider two general areas. Do you want to connect people? Do you want to document knowledge? The type of work and level of collaboration needed will help you determine which area you want to work with. Here are some factors to wanting to connect people. Work performed is complex and requires expert judgment or interpretation. Work requires a high level of interdependence. Knowledge is largely tacit. Here are some factors to wanting to document knowledge. Work performed is routine. Work is performed with little or no interdependency. Knowledge is mostly explicit. Once you determine the area of concentration, you are able to define what the system will look like. If it is connecting people, your vision will be networks and programs that support this strategy. If it is documenting knowledge, then your vision will outline databases and retrieval systems. The more detailed you are, the more this becomes customized. The goal is to make knowledge management a commodity within your organization, creating a desire to own it. Case study. Tom held his hands in the air because the ship had sunk. Tom didn't know which way to go and could only watch the implosion that inevitably would happen if his coworkers didn't get on the same page. Tom watched money fly out of the door every day, and with little time left on the clock, he panicked about what the consequences would be. Tom couldn't see a light at the end of the tunnel. He'd ridden the gravy train for too long and never got around to implementing an accounting process that would keep the business afloat. He felt like he drowned in debt and worry and landed in the sea without a paddle. Caroline threw him a life vest and helped him make small changes that could yield big results. Together, they were able to trudge through the mess and work toward a solution.